Hey there, and welcome to the Mom Tana Podcast, your wild corner of the internet where I chat about birth, motherhood, and life in the mountains of Western Montana. I'm Chaya, your fellow Mom Tanan, and guide on this journey through the highs and lows of early parenthood within Big Sky Country. Each Tuesday, I'll cover pregnancy hacks, birth tips, herbalism in motherhood, and more. So grab your favorite hat and your favorite horse, and let's get into the beauty and chaos of Mom Tana living. We are talking about nettles in herbalism today. So the binomial for nettles is Urtica dioica. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's of the family Urticaceae. Juliet DeBarclay Levy's description is as follows. Found over wasteland and in hedgerows. The leaves are serrated, dull green, hairy. These leaves possess an acrid fluid, formic acid, which burns the human skin, causing small blisters, hence the common name of this plant, stinging nettle. Flowers are green-yellow, in clusters, small. The whole plant is powerfully medicinal, from the roots to the seed. The internal uses of nettles, when you're using the root, is, according to Juliet, for dropsy, which is an old word for edema, which is swelling, and lymphatic ailments. You can use the leaves, and that's what most people are most familiar with, is the leaves, for the following. A note on preparation from Juliet, quote, lightly boiled for several minutes only until softened, and the stinging quality is neutralized. Then add some flaked oats and good butter, end quote. So using the leaves internally cleanses the blood and is a powerful kidney support. It's used for easing leg cramps and muscle spasms, reducing pain during and after birth, preventing postpartum hemorrhage and hypertension. And it's an all-systems tonic, especially the kidneys, liver, and endocrine glands. And it reduces hemorrhoids. Quote, nettle's mild astringency and general nourishing action tightens and strengthens blood vessels, helps maintain arterial elasticity, and improves venous resiliency, according to Susan Weed. The leaves used internally also increases richness in and production of breast milk. And it's a remedy for anemia, fatigue, edema, menstrual difficulties, allergies, and hay fever. When using the seeds, it cleanses the blood. You are freedom-loving, nature-trusting, and spiritually grounded, and you're looking for a skilled birth attendant who shares your values. With today's politics making birth overly medicalized and invasively regulated, finding the support you want feels out of reach. I offer holistic birth services tailored to your unique needs and family journey. By becoming a member and choosing a support level, you can curate your own experience without the fight or controlling oversight. Just go to momtana.org or check out the show notes for details. The external uses for nettle, which is almost entirely irrelevant to the childbearing year, just to note. External uses are nerve and tissue excitant, like bee stings. It can be used for healing chronic rheumatism, paralysis, stiffness of joints, and failing muscular strength. A note from Juliet, quote, the gypsy method is to bind fresh cut plants into a bunch and beat the affected parts with this until great heat is created in the limb. Then cotton cloths soaked in cold vinegar are applied, and after several hours, the nettle flogging is repeated. End quote. leaves applied fresh to bleeding wounds. That's another use for using nettles externally. And the flowers and seeds can be used in as a hair rinse and scalp massage to improve color, texture, and remove dandruff. So I wanted to expound on the nerve and tissue excitant like bee stings. Bee stings have actually been used as a remedy for arthritis and things like that. There are certain qualities in bee stings and nettles, in stinging nettle, that excitant, that's a good word. It excites these stiff and rigid joints, and I'm not going to get into all the science behind that, but that is a legitimate remedy that has been studied. So that's kind of an exciting option if you're finding that you're encountering arthritic type symptoms or, you know, sore stiff joints and things like that. So some special notes about nettles. Quote, they're reputed to have more chlorophyll than any other herb, end quote. That's from Susan Weed. And I can attest to that. I have had lots of nettle tea recently, and it has, infused for quite some time, steeped for quite some time, it has a very dark, rich green that it can even leave behind in your teacup, or, you know, that you can see in a clear tea glass, infusion glass. It's rich in vitamins A, C, D, and K, calcium, potassium, phosphorus, iron, and sulfur. It can increase fertility in women and men. The leaves expel excess mucus from the body. The seeds can expel worms. The root can expel gravel and stones from any organ, especially kidneys. And that's actually well known in many places. I think there might even be studies on it. I didn't get into all of that. But these are all the reasons why nettles is one of my favorites for the childbearing year. High in minerals and important vitamins, and has lots of really great uses addressing common ailments and complaints in the childbearing year. Great for blood building, liver support, kidney support, and all that good stuff. So that was nettles in herbalism. I hope you learned something. Make sure to check the show notes for references, resources, and deeper dives. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me here. Remember to subscribe, write a review, and check out the show notes for other ways to connect. Nothing on this podcast is medical or legal advice. By engaging with this content, you agree to take full responsibility for your own experiences. Everything in this podcast is property of Prudence Ministries, a private healing association.